National Day of Listening started 4 years ago, and we launched it as kind of a StoryCorps holiday on the day after Thanksgiving, where we asked the whole country to take an hour out and record an interview with a loved one as kind of the least expensive but most meaningful gift we can give one another during the Thanksgiving holiday.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten about the National Day of Listening over the years? Could you maybe tell us a story about somebody doing these interviews?
What I hear from people traveling around the country all the time is, I wish I had interviewed my brother, my father, my sister, my grandmother, but I waited too long. And what we hope people do on the National Day of Listening is take the time to do that interview, to sit down with someone and tell them how much they mean to you by asking them those questions, those StoryCorps questions about their lives. Who are they? What have they learned in life? What do they want to pass down to future generations? And there are two things I can promise if you do these interviews. One is that you're going to learn things from a family member, if you choose to record a family member this year, that you've never known before, no matter how well you think you know them, and that you'll never regret it.
And why the day after Thanksgiving? Why was that the date chosen?
We were thinking about trying to find a day where families are together. And, the day after Thanksgiving is known as kind of Black Friday. And it's kind of this, you know, everybody shops. It's which is fine. But we thought that, you know, here was a day that maybe it would be good to kind of inject something that's a little bit more meaningful. So it's been growing every year since we launched it. And but this year we decided to do something a little bit different. At StoryCorps, we have a year-long celebration honoring teachers. And we decided this year for the National Day of Listening to make this honor a teacher holiday. On the day after Thanksgiving, we hope people will take even just 1 minute to go on Facebook, to go on Twitter, and write a thank you to a favorite teacher. You can use the hashtag thank a Twitter on Facebook. You can tag it at StoryCorps. And just let that beloved teacher know that you're thinking about him or her. You know, I think teachers have been feeling like punching bags in this country for the past year or so. And we'd like to use this holiday to send a very different message.
Can you tell me maybe about a teacher who's had a big impact on your life?
Sure. Well, I actually sat down and wrote to Mrs. Moustakis, my 11th grade English teacher, and I wrote to thank her. I moved to a new school when I was in 11th grade, and I remember it was the first day of class, and it was her first day, too, and some of the kids were giving me a bit of a rough time. And I felt, you know, this was a time in 11th grade where you just feel like you're the smallest, ugliest, most horrible person, you know? And I remember going around the class and having everybody introduce themselves. And when she came to me, she said, "I'm going to remember you. You have thoughtful eyes." And I just thought that was such a kind thing to say. And it made it easier for me to get through that day. And then later on, she turned me on to James Baldwin. So that was a pretty good thing, too. So I wrote a thank you to Ms. Moustakis yesterday. And you know what? It felt really, really good. It felt really good. So I encourage everybody to do it. And, you know, when you're at the Thanksgiving table, tell your family that you did it as well so that they can do it. I would love to see thank yous to teachers raining like snowflakes on the day after Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, David.
Thank you. Take care.